the crisis in Ukraine promotes human trafficking. A ministry adapts as persecution rises in North India. And do short-term mission trips really make a difference? We'll answer that question and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The current civil unrest in Ukraine is creating conditions ripe to recruit more victims of human trafficking. At least that's the word from EFCA Reach Global's Amy Ritchie, who works there. Ritchie says disillusionment with the government is making young people want to leave.
When there's frustration of my current situation, and I don't know what to do or how to respond, and there's someone who's telling me if I go to Italy with them, they'll let me go to a great school so that I can learn how to work in a salon, I believe them, even that much faster.
Ritchie says that's why sharing the gospel is so important.
Our hope is not in who will take over in Ukraine. We continue to point students towards a relationship with Christ, because that is who we find rest in. That's who we find our peace in.
Go to missionnetworknews.org. Click on the story where you can hear an interview with a Ukrainian woman who's living through the protests. Next, with the fluidity of Ukraine's volatile situation, Slava Gospel Association says their partners are on their knees. Starting today, the Union of Evangelical Christians Baptists is having a special conference for missionary pastors. They're asking you to join them in prayer for protection for the traveling pastors and for wisdom as they train these leaders to share the gospel in challenging times. Check back with us at our new website to stay up to date on what's happening. This is Mission Network News. Al-Qaeda has declared war on Lebanon. It'll be a messy fight between the Sunni and the Shiite Muslims with overtones of serious civil war. Kids Alive International has several projects in Lebanon, but Jed Hamoud says,
we happen to be located in a Christian area of Lebanon, and the conflict and the suicide bombings that you hear every day in the news are happening in the Shiite-dominated areas and the Sunni-dominated areas.
Hamoud says many of the kids coming to them are emotionally scarred.
Well, some of those kids have personally been impacted by that. They've lost brothers, sisters, families through those car bombings, through the fighting.
Through the work they do, Kids Alive provides hope for a future.
Because of the peace and the comfort and the stability they have at the home, that they have accepted Christ, we can see it in their life. They feel this is home. They're safe.
Meanwhile, a ministry center is adapting as persecution rises in India. Opposition to Christians has grown increasingly violent in the northern part of the country. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, helps a training center near Delhi. Instead of large-scale evangelistic meetings, Indigenous missionaries are building relationships to share the gospel. Read the full report at our new website. Ask the Lord to protect believers against frequent attacks. And do short-term mission trips really make an eternal difference? Moses Incorporated is a peer ministry that equips young people for missions. Jerome Richards with Moses says they occasionally get some pushback.
Some people think that short-term missions are not a good idea because they come in, they work for 10 or 12 days, and boom, they're gone and they're never seen again. We try not to do that. We've tried to build relationships.
Through those relationships, an entire community in Mississippi is changing. McLean used to be full of racial segregation and hopelessness.
That was in the beginning. Today, things have really changed.
In April, Moses is taking a team to serve McLean families with light repair work and outreach. Learn how you can be a part of the transformation at our new website.
The work is really done by the Holy Spirit, and we share what we can, we do what we can, and we leave the work and change to the Holy Spirit.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your generous gift, MNN is now offering the new book, Congo Dawn, a new novel from Jeanette Wendell. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.